So there was a proposal to recommend that states require prescriptions for COVID vaccines, which would make them much harder for patients to get. And after a charged discussion on it, it was defeated. And the panel also tabled a proposal to change the hepatitis B vaccine schedule for babies. Now, some members said that the current policy, which recommends a shot right after birth, is working fine, and they saw no reason to change it. Now, there was some confusion, and it did seem at times that members didn't seem to fully understand how their votes would affect policies and coverage.
To that point, what is the impact of these votes? What do they affect?
This group's recommendations form the basis for which vaccines are covered by health insurance or subsidized through federal programs. And an example of how that works is to look at the other vote that they did take on the MMRV vaccine. That's a combination shot for measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox. And this vaccine comes with a slightly higher risk of causing fevers that can lead to seizures in children under four. Kids generally recover from them pretty quickly.